top of mind. BTC closed the week near $77,500, $78,400, up moment 23%, its best weekly performance since March 2023. Three catalysts converged. Treasury Secretary Beeson's WED announcement doubling long-dated bond buybacks to 4B per operation from 2B, effective September 9. Trump's White House push for the Clarity Act, and 4.5B plus in crypto short liquidations over 3 days. The macro framing matters most. Gold, pitch 5.6% on the week. BTC and the dollar's slide to a three-month low all move together, consistent with a debasement trade rather than pure risk-on. Analysts are split. Bloomberg's McCarthy calls gold the real signal, while BTC's move was largely forced buying. FalconX's Lim and Standard Chartered's Kendrick argue the liquidity regime shift is genuine. Market structure. BTC peaked at $79,455 intraday before settling $77,578,400. Short liquidations totaled 4.5B across all crypto over 3 days, including a single-day BTC record of 1.1B Thursday per Standard Chartered Jock CoinGlass. Short base is now largely cleared. Next move requires spot demand. Spot BTC ETF inflows hit 2.07B for August, already a 2026 monthly record. 4-day run, 298 met mean, 189 met chu, 517 met wed, 606 men thosas. BlackRock's IBIT took 183% of Thursday's flows, 503 manners. Cumulative net inflows stand at 53.4B. BTC reclaimed the 200-day SMA, 69K, for the first time since November 2025. Key technical resistance, 50-week EMA at $77,232, wrecked capital. Crypto Quant's bull score remains bearish. 365-day MA sits 183K. On-chain, STH cohort sent record 43 out of 300. BTC in profit to exchanges, Crypto Quant. Dense cost basis cluster of 3.444 ME BTC sits 58K, 67K. Potential support on any retracement, Glass Node. Policy and institutions. CFTC Chair Selig directed staff to develop crypto market structure rules under existing authority. A regulatory flaw if Clarity Act fails. He framed it as backstop against another Gary Gensler. Procedural Senate vote on Clarity Act is September 15. Bill still needs 1-6 Democratic votes. SEC formally proposed regulation crypto assets, offerings up to 5 meta wool 4 fwewar or 75 ma wawar exempt from full registration, conditional safe harbor for sufficiently decentralized tokens. First formal SEC crypto rulemaking. OCC confirmed World Liberty Financial, Trump family, received preliminary bank charter approval to issue USD1 stablecoin under the Genius Act. Democrats called it corrupt. OCC says approval was delegated to career staff. Bipartisan concern is a risk to Clarity Act ethics negotiations. OCC head Gould committed to finalizing Genius Act stablecoin rules by November, targeting January 2027 implementation. Chartering applications begin 2027. Digital asset chartering activity up 8x versus Biden era. Network and industry, cold card firmware. 5.6.1 NOR 1.5.1Q, released after a seed entropy flaw dating to 2021, enabled 130 mil plus in BTC theft across 4,585 addresses. Patch adds mandatory user-supplied randomness. Affected users must generate new seeds. Attack appears AI-assisted per Galaxy Research. LND reorg vulnerability disclosed, fixed in V0.20.0, Fairbairda, 2026. Prefix nodes could lose channel funds after a reorg if a counterparty published a revoked commitment. Operators on older versions should upgrade immediately. No known exploitation. Public miner AI HPC capex to revenue ratio, 15 to 1 in H1 2026, 5.1B capex versus 341 nanometer revenue, across 9 comparable miners, Bloxbridge. Q2 AI HPC revenue up 52%, QQ, HUT 8 signed a second 352 MWO AI lease at Beacon Point, TX. Two Binance employees detained in UAE amid police inquiries, NYT, paywalled. Details limited, single-sourced, not corroborated by other outlets. Macro linkages. Treasury's buyback announcement, 2BA to 4B on 1030YR, effective September 9, directly triggered BTC's initial spike, pulling 30YR yields from 5.31% to 5.19% briefly before they rebounded to 5.276%. Analysts disagree on whether this represents a durable liquidity shift or a one-time valve release. MEXC Research calls it premature. Ray Dalio publicly recommended 10-15% gold and a bit of Bitcoin as hedges against a US debt crisis, citing 40 TLR national debt and Tata 40% spending to revenue gap. He estimates crisis timeline, 1 out of 5 years, base case above 3 years. Dollar fell to 3-month lows. DXY, Y98.83. 30-year yields closed at 5.276%, decade-plus highs. BTC and gold moving inversely to dollar strengthens debasement narrative, though analysts note BTC's move was amplified by forced buying. Standouts, Polymarket odds of BTC hitting 90K before 2027 reached 48%, up sharply from near zero earlier this week. Positioning shift, not forecast. Metaplanet plans to transfer 2,100 BTC to Nasdaq-listed Super League Enterprise, renamed Superplanet, to create a US Bitcoin treasury vehicle. Deal expected Q4. No new BTC purchased. Upbit, South Korea, 24HR volume surged 273% to 1.84B, largest since March. Korean retail historically amplifies global moves rather than leads them. Pakistan enacted its Virtual Assets Act, establishing a full licensing framework. Country also previously allocated 2,000 ton and WVAN for mining. New regulated jurisdiction for crypto. Bouncebit suffered a $3 million exploit via an EVMOS authorization flaw, is sunsetting its L1 and migrating to BNB chain. Minimal Bitcoin market impact.